Friday, January 12th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW with the one and only Christy Dilloway. This is the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
And updates, and the traffic out there is bad. If you're coming in from Kimball Junction, I think it's a conspiracy, because yesterday on the way out of town, the light right before you got to I-80 was flashing red, causing every person to stop and go.
Yeah.
And this morning, coming into town, the light at Canyons was flashing red. It makes for great radio listening when you're stuck in traffic, but it's tough as a radio host or a musical guest to get here.
I feel like I live in a bubble because I'm not affected by any of that. I have an autonomous helicopter that goes from my rooftop to the station, and then from the station, well, sometimes it goes back to my rooftop, and sometimes it goes other places,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes it stops at the golf course.
It stops at the golf course.
It's good to be a one percenter.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I just, you know.
Well, I'm happy to be here with you, JW.
I'm happy to be here, too.
I'm going to run through the schedule, and then we're going to freeform it a little as needed based on the traffic influences.
Like that.
But our musical guest today is Jordan Matthew Young. He is a return musical guest to our show and to town. We're really excited to have him on shortly. We'll have weekend events and weather around 9:15. Kirsten Fox from the Fox School of Wine is going to come on to tell us about her Minds and Wines Park City Historic Tours. And there's nothing we like more than history and wine. And Anders Osborne, musician who's playing two nights at the State Room, will call in at 9:30. And then we're going to talk to Jerem Rowland from the Sundance Film Festival. He's the senior manager of the film music program. He's going to tell us all about ASCAP Music Cafe, the BMI events in town, and films that are very centric on music. And I love those films.
Absolutely.
So that's our rundown for the show, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. A couple of underwriters. We'll be right back.
G'day. This is Ashley from Campus Coffee, happy to sponsor programming on KPCW. We can't wait to serve the Park City locals this winter. We're excited by our breakfast and lunch menu to complement our espresso drinks. Campus Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, up the stairs from the ice rink next to the Adirondack chairs. CampusCoffee.com.
Hey, have you been to the Swanner Eco Center? Do you know they have a climbing wall?
I love the Saturday morning snowshoe tours and learning about the wetlands. The exhibits are cool too.
Do you know you can go to the top of the observation tower to look for wildlife?
Connect to nature at Swanner Eco Center, located in the New Park Town Center.
Visit SwannerEcoCenter.org for more information. Thanks to all our supporters. Swanner is a nonprofit organization and a supporter of KPCW.
Support for KPCW comes from the Crandall family, owners of the New Park Amphitheater, site of the New Park Concert Series, and numerous other community events.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. We're joined in studio this morning by part of our musical guest. We have Corey, who's with Green River Blues Band. He's going to accompany Jordan Matthew Young, who's in that traffic, so he'll be here soon. But Corey, thanks so much for making it into the studio.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And you guys hail out of Salt Lake, is that right?
Yeah, correct.
And why Green River Blues? Why? It makes me think Moab. I'm just confused.
It was influenced by a lot of different factors, but we were very into the blues at the time, and it was just kind of a name that...
I think your mic needs to be turned up a little bit.
Okay, it was influenced by Creedence Clearwater Revival, the song Green River, and then it kind of rolled over into the blues being influenced by Robert Johnson and all of that, and it kind of just...
Very nice. Yeah. Where do you guys usually play?
Our last show was the State Room and Urban Lounge, Hog Wallow quite a bit.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. And how'd you make it in without the traffic, or you just got an early start?
I got an early start and luckily made it through that. It was a headache, but I'm here.
Yeah.
It's definitely an eye-opener when you hit it and you're like, oh no,
yeah,
I didn't plan for that.
So the update for our listeners on the traffic side, the traffic is backed up beyond Kimball as people are trying to get into Park City?
That's what I heard. Do you want to see if any callers out there want to let us know?
How far back are you? Yeah, give us an update if things have improved. And the number here is 435-655-8255. We would love a traffic update that we could share with everybody. And, back to that autonomous helicopter. There actually is one that's going to go from Abu Dhabi to Dubai. It was supposed to be ready, I think, this fall. They were starting to do some test flights. It's basically a robotic helicopter that can fit one person, and you just get in it, and it takes you to this one rooftop, and then it goes. It picks up another passenger and takes
kind of like a tram without the cables.
Yeah, it's like a tram without the cables.
How far of a distance is Abu Dhabi to Dubai?
I think it's like 20 or a 25-minute autonomous helicopter ride, and it might take you a couple hours to do it by car. But there's a lot of anyway. We should
check that out. Is it on your bucket list?
No, it's not. I just get a kick out of the technology that is being proposed.
Hey, how was your night last night? You moderated the Bill Nye Science Guy.
Oh, you know,
panel.
Science is alive and well in Park City, and that's pretty cool.
Good turnout for the film.
Yeah, it was a good turnout for Bill Nye the Science Guy documentary. Bill Nye wasn't there, but the movie was, and the place was packed, and a lot of people stayed for the panel discussion that we had afterwards that I moderated, and just a lot of people had some really good questions, and it was very good, very good.
Do you want to jump into weekend events while we reshuffle our schedule?
I would love to, and I just saw Jordan walk through, so okay. he'll be with us in a couple of minutes. Let me see, just cue this up right here. Oh yeah,
this is live radio. We're gonna just adjust as we go.
I just feel good every time that harmonica music comes on.
Well, I didn't have my headphones on; I couldn't hear it.
Now you got it. Well, you can catch the final day of competition at the FIS Visa Freestyle International Championships at Deer Valley. Today is the aerials competition with ladies' qualifications at 2:45 and men's qualification at 5 p.m. Final start at 8 p.m., followed by fireworks on the hill at Deer Valley Resort.
I always love that event. It's so thrilling.
Mm.
David Bromberg Quintet is at the Egyptian Theater for the weekend. They're playing tonight and tomorrow night, and you can get tickets at parkcityshows.com.
Okay, and Park City Film Series will be showing, it cut off there. Do you have the film that is playing?
Lady Bird.
Oh, Lady Bird.
The multi-Golden Globe Award-winning film Lady Bird this weekend, Friday and Saturday and Sunday nights at the Jim Sandy Auditorium.
I'm going to let you go ahead and finish weekend events because mine got abbreviated there somehow.
Live music around town today includes Shannon Runyon at Legends at Park City Mountain at 2:30. Terrence Hansen is at the Corner Store. Lowdown Brass Band are at OP Rockwell. Take 5 is at the Silver Star Cafe. Metal Dogs are at the Cabin. Motherlode Canyon Band is at the Spur. Tomorrow, the Eccles Center is celebrating their success and their 20th anniversary with a party-esque show featuring Pink Martini. Tickets are at parkcity.institute or by phone at 655-3114. The Park City Film Series has an afternoon screening tomorrow of Landfill Harmonic. It's a film about Paraguayan kids making and playing instruments from the items found at their neighboring landfill. It's showing at 4 p.m. It's in Spanish with English subtitles, and it's free. Live music around town tomorrow night includes Cory Mann at Canyons Village Après Ski in the Forum, The Fab Folk at Park City Mountain, Steve Schufert at Legends at Park City Mountain, Green River Blues Band, and Jordan Matthew Young at OP Rockwell, Patois at the Cabin, Chicago Mike's Band at the Spur, and what's at Park City Live? Party Favor is doing the annual, they're playing for the annual Park City Live Film Festival pre-party tomorrow night. And then Sunday, Dueling Pianos is at the Spur, and I wanted to kick it forward a little bit. On Tuesday, the 16th, the Utah Headliners chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists will host an evening with some of the state's journalists who will be reporting on the upcoming 2018 Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea. You can learn what it's like to travel, meet world-class athletes, and put together reports for radio, television, and newspapers back home, all on a deadline. This takes place at UOP at 7 p.m. and is free and open to the public. And next Saturday will be the Respect Rally, which is down Main Street. It's going to take up a lot of traffic and energy, so you want to prepare for that and join it. It's being billed as the opportunity to honor the one-year anniversary of the National Women's March and local success of the March on Main.
Very good, Christy.
There we go.
I'm not sure what happened to mine, but it completely got wiped out.
Maybe I just wanted to do it all by myself.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you would do that to me.
Subliminal sending.
Hey, folks, we're having a lot of fun with the traffic, and things are moving around. We're pretty dynamic. But I'll tell you what, Jordan Matthew Young joins us now in the studio. Jordan, how you doing?
Good. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, and I love your mic. Get nice and close. Okay, there you go.
A little stress for your morning commute.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I haven't seen it like that. Even at Sundance, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Took some crazy off-road. It was very scenic.
Mm-hmm.
I know we always try to think that we know better and we're going to cut around the side roads. And sometimes it works, sometimes it
yeah,
doesn't.
Yeah, it worked for me this time.
Now, we may have an update on the traffic. So, listener, you are on the line.
Hi, this is Greg. I'm just out here at Kimball Junction. I just pulled out of Bear Hollow, and it's backed up all the way to 80. So...
Are you heading down to the valley or into town?
Down to the valley. I was going the other direction, so I just drove past everybody driving slowly. Heading
right. Okay, and there is no accident, is that correct? It's just the flashing light at the canyons?
I didn't come from that far, so I really don't know, but I don't know if it's backed up onto the highway as well as people come up the ramp.
Sure. Well, listen, thank you for the update. Have a great weekend. Okay. All right. That's always good to get a real-time update and hopefully... why wouldn't they have, like, a policeman at that light to really keep people moving?
Well, that's a good point because there really wasn't anyone coming down from Canyons Drive, so you feel like, can't we all just keep flowing? But, no, you probably should just make that stop.
Yeah.
You know, but I agree. Maybe they didn't know.
Mm,
that's okay. Why we're here, to tell them.
Yes.
So, Jordan,
mm-hmm.
Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah,
back in town.
Me.
You've got a slew of gigs in the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. It's good
Thank
to
you.
Come in and hit it hard.
Yeah, I love being here. And January is kind of the one month that's like real special in Utah. There's just so much going on with the snow and Sundance. My birthday's in January, so it's a really fun time of year to be here.
My birthday's in January, too.
Oh, when is it?
23rd.
Mine's the 22nd.
Oh, well, let's have a party and everyone
Mine's
should
the 29th.
Be invited and they know
is
about
it. Really?
It.
Yeah.
It's funny. We were trying to figure this out a while ago. Everyone that I know that has a January birthday is like in this cluster.
Yes.
Like the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to figure out if it's like tax season or something where everyone is creating all these babies.
Oh, 9 months before?
Yeah. It's so strange. I don't know.
I'm in this crazy cluster. I was telling Christy about it once where I was at this dinner party with three other couples and myself and three of the ladies at this dinner party were all Aquarians, all had birthdays the end of January, and we were all left-handed.
Oh, that's weird. I'm left-handed.
Oh, yeah.
That is strange.
So how about you, Christy?
No, I'm right-handed.
Okay.
Very, very
all right.
straightforward.
Christy, you can't be in the cool kids club.
Shoot. Maybe I can hang out around you guys.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
get to use a normal binder, spiral binder, and scissors without it being weird.
A big,
These
big,
are the
big hook
our
there.
Yeah.
yeah. That's right. That's
Let's
right.
jump into some music. What have you got going on? What's new? What's happening?
I got a whole bunch of new material since I've been in Texas. We kind of just have been like sitting in the laboratory writing, so we can put out this kind of like soul-based album that's coming up. Maybe before we go back to Europe in April. I got a new one for you right here. It's called Songs of Yesterday.
Live in the Morning Mix, we're going to get a roadie in here to move a couple mics around. Christy, you can slide that one down there, and then we'll slide that one over there, and just point that middle one down so we can pick up the acoustic. Ah, it's perfect. Jordan Matthew Young and Corey.
Time is wasting. Let's get into a groove. Yeah, we'll put on some old soul music. Loosen it up. singing them songs of yesterday. We're living off songs of yesterday. Why are we waiting? I want some rhythm and blues. You ever listen to some old school music? Loosen it up. We're singing them songs from yesterday. Yeah, we're living off songs from yesterday. Oh. Living off songs from yesterday. Hey, oh. Oh, make me sing. Nothing ever wasn't for the blues. Been singing them old soul songs from yesterday. Singing them old soul songs from yesterday. Well, yeah. Living our songs. Yesterday.
Woo, Jordan, Matthew, Young, great to have you back in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you have a ton of dates. Tell us some of the highlights.
We had a cool one New Year's down at the Owl Bar. That's always a fun spot. That was right when we got into town.
I have the list right here.
Well, tonight you're going to be at the Lighthouse.
Well, thank you. So tonight we're at the Lighthouse in Ogden. I love that spot as well. We're kind of just spread it, you know, throughout like the entirety of Utah, really. Southern Utah all the way up to Snow Basin and all that. But yeah, we've got Lighthouse tonight. We've got OP Rockwell tomorrow night with my good friend Corey here from Green River Blues. Then we're going to go to Southern Utah for a bit. We come back and we have got I think the one that isn't listed yet because we just booked it is the 18th at the Cabin here in Park City. That's the opening night, I believe, of Sundance. And that'll be a really fun one. That's kind of a big part of why we're here doing Sundance and all that. And then my birthday, we're going to be celebrating kind of a 3-day extravaganza, the 20th at the Garage, the 21st at the Peruvian at Alta. Those are kind of legendary shows. If you guys have never been to one, I really recommend checking that out. Every Sunday in the winter, they have shows up there. And it's just like at capacity by 3 p.m. And then my actual birthday will be the Monday Night Blues night at the Lake Effect downtown. I still haven't even ever played there. It's like
I don't know that venue.
It's really, really, really nice.
I was looking at that.
Oh. So every Monday they do blues. I'm going to be playing with Tony Holiday that night. And there's just so many. I could go on forever, but you can see them all at jordanmatthewyoung.com. That's really the best place to find them because we play almost every day until we leave February 1st.
Okay.
And tell us about the recent tours overseas.
Yeah, we've...
there's one coming up?
We've been real consistent with the European tours. We just did our second one in October, and it went really, really well. We got to open up for the guy that got me into going out there, and he sells out like every room he plays in, so it was just surreal being in Europe and playing these like big venues that were packed.
What countries were you in?
Germany, Holland, Switzerland is what we hit right now. We might, like in April, we do pretty much the same. But I think we'll probably start branching out in October. And after that, we go twice a year, every year, basically now. But the one in April, I'm really excited for, because that one we basically got sponsored to go. And all the other trips, you know, it's expensive to go. It just takes a lot. It takes a lot to get everyone out there and play a bunch of shows. But we were sponsored on this trip. And then also, we're playing some really serious venues. There's a place called the Blues Garage in Hanover, Germany. It's really famous. Just all the like blues legends have played there, you know? So it kind of little by little keeps getting better and better.
Sure.
To watch it progress.
Well, I know that you play out by yourself as a singer-songwriter, and you certainly play with your band. So the question that I have is, tell us what's different with the Green River Blues Group with, you know, with Corey and his guys.
Yeah, yeah. Corey's right here. He can tell you. It's funny. We're both trios, which I love. That's my thing. I've been in a trio for like 10 years. But it's really cool. Like, we're both very different. And anyone that's a fan of old Hendrix, Band of Gypsies, and that really raw sound, that real groovy, bluesy, you know, British rock sound, will love Green River Blues. And we actually open the night, too. That's what's cool about those OP shows is they're early. But, yeah, we're more of like a soul and rock band, you know, and Corey and those guys are like really awesome, raw, groovy, blues, rock and roll. I really recommend checking them out. They're
is he
fantastic.
Portraying you well, Corey?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that's right. It's a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
It's a little bit heavier in the sense of like those Zeppelin riffs and those like British rock with a lot more dirt behind it, but it is
a lot more dirt behind it.
I like that.
But it's definitely the same blues rock, and it'll be a good night, a good lineup, and I'm definitely excited.
Very
good. Let's talk about the dynamic of a trio versus a larger ensemble. Certainly the example of Hendrix and the Experiences is a good one. But when Joel Walsh first started out with his band that I saw back in 1971, it was five pieces. Two of the guys quit, and they were really struggling to make things happen. As soon as they went to the trio, there was something that happened with that dynamic where Walsh had to drive the guitar a lot harder because he no longer had a rhythm guitarist. So that sort of helped him develop his style. But the dynamic of the trio was the success of Joel Walsh's first project. So talk about how that works.
Yeah, it's Matt. Joe Walsh is one of my heroes. I saw him once years ago. Legendary. Yeah, there's something really interesting about the trio that, you know, it's everyone's basically on stage bare naked, you know. There's nothing can be hidden from the audience. And so you're either really tight or you're not, you know. Or you want to be really, really loose. But whatever it is you're going for will be totally barren and stripped down. And the audience always, you know, with keys and rhythm guitars and stuff like that, you can kind of get this big wash of sound that just sort of blankets everything. With a trio, that just doesn't, it's not that way, you know. Each instrument is totally different sounding, and they poke out, you know, certain players poke out at certain moments, and other times it's just one perfect unit, you know.
It is not for the timid. You can't sit back. You have to have your A game, and your those sets are hard work.
Yeah, it's just a raw thing that, you know, and depending on who's singing, it's every single person on stage is playing an instrument, you know. There's not just a singer up there that can sing whatever he wants without having to worry about guitar, piano. And so yeah, there's something neat about the It's just so nobody can hide behind anything, you know. And being the leading the trio, singing and playing guitar, you know, is its own beast, really. as opposed to, you know, when you have a guitar player and he can do whatever he wants. And the singer can kind of sing, you know, however he wants without having to worry about anything. There's something about playing guitar and singing and leading the bass and drums. They kind of get to have their own conversation, you know, while the singer's doing his thing. And what I really like about the trio the most is how you can just immediately turn it on or off really quickly, you know. Like if it's time for a solo and you want everybody to just kind of bring it up a whole nother level, it just happens instantly, you know. You look back at the rhythm section and it's an immediate thing.
Jordan, eyes open or eyes closed on stage?
Well, I don't purposely close them. I don't notice when they're closed, but I pretty much close the entire show.
Corey, eyes open or eyes closed?
Closed.
Most of the time, yeah. Do you wear dark glasses to hide that?
Sometimes. To hide other things.
Oh, behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, I've been interrogating the database, and I found a couple of James Gang tunes. Maybe we'll play them later in the show.
That's the good stuff.
But You like that band? I mean, not only all the different Joe Walsh iterations, all the different combinations, configurations. You like James Gang?
Oh man, the thing about Joe Walsh, why he's so amazing to me, is that he was already so huge and so respected way before the Eagles, when he was with Eagles, you know. And I think that's what really stands out about Joe Walsh, is like he already had a monstrous career and could have just done Joe Walsh, but bands as huge as the Eagles were like, hey, will you please join our band, you know? I think that's kind of cool.
I saw him once at America's Opening on Main Street in the early 90s, and he was incoherent.
Yeah, I heard.
I think he fell off the stage.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard he got
that
a couple of songs.
That was my one experience, and I didn't go back.
Yeah, and he's been sober over 20 years now, so he's... Mm-hmm.
Sorry to bring it up, Joe. That's what I remember.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. I think what we're going to do is we're going to go to weather really quickly, and then maybe you can play another song for us.
Absolutely.
And love to hear Corey involved in this somehow. Corey, can you play a song also with us?
Yeah.
Okay, great. It's currently 33 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. We will have a high today of 41. There is a 40% chance of snow, according to the National Weather Service probabilities. They've done some math there. But less than 1 inch possible is the accumulation. Looking out into the future, Saturday, Sunday, and ML King Day on Monday, it will be sunny those 3 days with a high of 40 to 42 in Park City, 45 to 46 for our friends in Heber and Heber Valley. And then looking out Tuesday and Wednesday, Tuesday mostly sunny, high near 42. Wednesday's the next shot of a possibility of snow, chance of snow, but no probability is stated there. So that's what's cooking.
I'm getting a text that Anders Osborne is trying to call in the studio line and it's not coming through.
Yeah. And I'm looking here. There's nothing blinking.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to text him to call the other line.
All right.
Heads up, Ethel. And just a reminder that the light at Canyons is flashing red and causing huge backups coming into town.
Okay. Well, how about another song?
Absolutely.
What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to just do some good old blues stuff.
Okay, Christy, you got to hold on and move that mic over. And what are you going to play for us?
This one here is called Last Night.
Okay. Jordan, Matthew Young, and Corey from the Green River Band, live on the Morning Mix.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Well, she gone and left me. That made me feel so bad. Early in the morning, and my love coming down for you. feeling my love coming down for you. Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, what we gonna do? Take it downtown, wake up in the evening, find you ain't up. Tell me, babe, what we gonna do? Well, you don't treat me, mama, like you used to do.
Woo. Man,
live
Jordan,
in studio.
Matthew, Young, and Corey from the Green River Band. Fantastic.
Green River Blues Band.
Green River Blues Band.
Hey, we're joined on the phone now by Anders Osborne, who is playing two nights at the State Room in Salt Lake City. Welcome, Anders. Are you there?
Thank you, Christy. Yeah, I'm here.
Pleasure to have you on our show. I'm so excited. Longtime fan. You are no stranger to Utah. Tour here. You've been playing a couple times a year recently at State Room, sold out shows. Also last summer with North Mississippi Osborne. Your collaboration with the North Mississippi All-Stars at Red Butte Gardens, also a sold-out show. And it's been a few years since we've had you in Park City, but you did play Canyon several times and a couple of long-time-ago shows at Egyptian Theater. So really excited to have you on our radio show to get your voice back in Park City.
Yeah, I'd love to be back in Park City.
Well, don't it's be a stranger. So close. So the shows at State Room tonight and tomorrow night are solo acoustic, different than your usual format with your band. Tell the listeners what they would expect different to be in this type of a show.
It's more song-oriented. You know, I'll try to rip into the guitar from time to time, but I try to focus on playing stuff that I maybe not get to play so much when I'm bringing the band. There's certain songs that, you know, they cater better to just the solo guitar and vocal performance, and so I get to perform those, and that's exciting. It creates a little more intimate performance, which, you know, I'm going to try to do that a lot this winter. I'm pretty much put the band on hiatus till April, so I'm gonna hit the road with my guitar and play the song. This is the first weekend and the first shows of this year that I'm doing this, so I'm very excited.
Anders, in 2017, you toured with Bonnie Raitt. Tell us about that experience, and do you have any plans to go out with her again?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fabulous experience. It's a really wonderful operation. You know, everybody's super professional. Bonnie is, you know, she's Bonnie Raitt. She's outstanding. She's the mother of the entire thing. She just takes care of everybody and sings her heart out every night. And she sounds like, you know, the legendary voice she is. It was great. I got to meet a lot of new fans. I made some new fans, I believe, a lot of people that came to her show had never heard me, and so I had the opportunity to meet them and shake hands, sell some LPs and stuff like that.
Did you brush up
and,
on your on
in the future? We.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, did you brush up on your?
We are planning on.
Anders, go ahead.
It's like a Geico commercial. It's like a Geico commercial right there.
Exactly. Exactly. What happened there?
Go ahead. You go. I'm going to let you go.
Well, that's why we like having people, you know, in the studio with us, because we can, you know, look across the desk at them and talk to them. It's kind of tough on the phone sometimes getting the cadence correct. But I was curious if, you know, you're on tour with Bonnie, and you've just done your show, and you're getting ready. You know, maybe you're traveling to the next show, and you get the guitars out. Did you brush up on your slide licks, on your slide chops? Did she teach you anything?
Just watching her every night, of course. Just a lot to learn. You know, slide playing and just her overall approach and style. It's just so seasoned and professional. She treats everyone with so much respect and humility, and it was wonderful. You know, anytime you play with, you get to perform with what I would call landmark artists. There's a before and after their arrival. You learn tremendously. You just have to like pay attention to the small details, and then put that in perspective to the broad strokes, and I think you can learn a lot every night.
Anders, you yourself are a prolific songwriter and often writing very exposed, raw lyrics from deep times in your life. And I wonder when somebody, I think a lot of art comes from those places in our lives, but when you play them, once they're recorded and out there, do they just become art to you, or when you play them live, do you somewhat have to go back to that emotional place? I always wonder that when I'm watching a show.
It's a great question. There's a little bit of both. I think what you do after a while is that you're trying to find something fresh in the song that fits where you are at the moment. And when you play live, you also have to be aware of the audience, and you know, it's kind of intangible, but you have to just make sure you emphasize the right words, the right lines, that you sing it the right way so that it translates to the audience for that night. If it's a listening room, if it's a louder ballroom, or if it's a theater, bad sound system, a good sound system, all of that matters. But I think at the core of it, you do go back to where you wrote the song. You have to have some of that in there when you perform.
And a brief pitch, do you want to talk about your Send Me a Friend outreach?
Yeah, okay, I'd love to. You want me to explain for
yeah.
the listeners kind of what it is?
Yeah, a quick synopsis, what it
okay.
is and how people can be involved.
Great. So I had an idea after I got sober about 9 years ago. I struggled to go back to the music business. It was a lot of pressure, and it felt difficult for about a couple of years, but especially the first 6-plus months. It was just difficult, you know, old habits and the addiction part of it made it hard for me to be in that environment. So after a few years, I decided to reach out to a couple of friends that I know are really good at starting foundations, running foundations, and also they were in sobriety in the music business. So I said, why don't we create like a network of people where you can contact us, and we have all these names of friends that can come out and sit with you so that you can go back to work after you just got sober. So it's basically it's a program of sending a friend while you carry on your job in the music industry. So we cater to music industry people that are newly sober. We send a friend to sit with you and keep you company, keep you accountable, and also keep you feeling safer in that environment. And then they part ways. And right now we're developing an app that's going to be extremely helpful, and we're trying to just improve on it. You can go to, right now it's called Can Aid. It's another organization that we have. But if you look up Send Me a Friend Foundation online, you can sign up as a friend, or you can sign up if you need help or reach out to us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in. In a very selfish way, I support all that because I just want to keep your music coming out, more of it all the time. And tonight you're playing, tonight and tomorrow night, at the State Room in Salt Lake City, and people can go to thestateroom.com and look for tickets, solo acoustic shows, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Anders. Take care. If you are just joining us on KPCW in Park City, this is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway and, of course, Jordan Matthew Young and Corey from the Green River Blues as our musical guest for the hour. Yeah, we did it. Jordan and I teased you all about James Gang. We're going to play a song for you now. This is Funk 49. This is back in the real early 70s. Again, folks, that was the James Gang. They were a five-piece. They went down to a trio, and as we've been speaking with Jordan, there's an interesting dynamic when you get to that trio level. Joining us now on the phone, we're really excited about this because Sundance is 6 days away. Jerome Rowland, Sundance Film Festival Senior Management of Film Music. Jerome, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. How's it going?
It's going really well. How about you? You must be busy, huh?
Oh, yeah, you know, a little bit. Not too bad.
Yeah.
Out here in the L.A. office, I'm heading out back to Utah next week.
Yes.
For the festivities, so.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Sundance Film Festival, movies, people from around the world coming in, you know, talking about film. They don't understand the music scene and everything that's going on in Sundance on the music side. So maybe you can give us a brief description for those folks that aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, don't know that, you're right. And they don't also know that the Institute itself do support directors and producers, you know, famously, but we also support musicians and composers, so people who write music for film. That's what I kind of do the rest of my year, is to support composers through workshops, but then it extends to the work that we do at the festival, which is trying to sort of program and bring together artists from a music background to these film and TV artists. And then also, as you're seeing, of course, tons of films about musicians. It's a really hot, you know, time for nonfiction documentary films about rock icons. And so we're seeing a lot of that and trying to make the connection there by allowing, you know, finding performance opportunities for these artists. To engage with the Park City community, because, you know, there's such a great history of really great music always in Salt Lake City, both, and Park City. And so it's a great opportunity to just sort of like expand on the work that we do at the Institute. And then there's a whole bunch of music that's going on that has nothing to do with us as well.
So you've announced you've announced the lineup for the Music Cafe, the ASCAP Music Cafe. And that's accessible to credential holders. Is that correct?
It is, yes. And then it does allow, if there's space available, yeah, public can get in as well, non-credential holders.
That's a good tidbit for people to know. And and once you're in, can you stay in?
You can if you don't have anything else to do. yes, we call them the campers. You know, and it's there's some people that go to that venue every year, and they buy credentials just to get into that line and line up early. And we've seen them every year for the last 10 or 12 years. So yeah, the ASCAP Cafe is really rad. It's a daytime venue as well, too. It's 1:30 to 6 every day down on Rich Haynes's gallery, 750 South Main Street, Lower Main Street. Yeah, and you can see four or five artists there a day. Brett Denon's playing, coming back to Park City, Michael Fronte from Spearhead. It's going to be a great lineup this year. You can go check out the website for all the latest, greatest on that one.
And that's listed on the Sundance Film Festival website or on the ASCAP?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. On sundance.org is where you can see all the up-to-date information about our program. And then also, if you haven't seen our snazzy festival app, you should go download that. I think it's just the best way to sort of navigate yourself through the festival.
And I'm looking at ASCAP.com right now, and the entire list of performers is on that website as well, ASCAP.com.
Yep.
And I was interested here.
Anyone you're excited about on that list?
Michael Fronte.
Michael Fronte, for sure, yeah.
Always love him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm looking out the window of the studios, and I don't see that big construction that was Basecamp last year happening again. So there's that music venue is gone. Is there something to replace that? Is there other places that just the general public who doesn't have a credential can go see some of the music that's coming with the festival?
Yeah, actually at that space, you're probably glad that we're not building that big tent. We are having one of our main sponsors return there this year. Acura is creating the festival village there on site. And they'll be doing programming that will include music during the day from about 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. DJ stuff, and then also singer-songwriters. They're showcasing some local talent, which is really excellent. Talia is going to be there.
Talia Keys.
So it's on the other, Talia Keys is playing, I think, yeah, two or three times. Joshy Soul, I think I heard, might be playing up there. But they have a small little outdoor kind of stage public area. And that whole venue is open to the public. So That's one place to go see it, and that, I think it's going to be hopefully no snow, right? It's not going to snow.
No, it always snows during Sundance.
Yeah, we're still doing a snow dance. We're trying to get it together.
can be worse than last year, or better, depending on how you look at it. But then, you know, we do kind of pop up performances at different venues around town, the shop, and but yeah, there is live music there, right next to you guys, as always. So.
Well, we'll see you when you get up here, and of course, looking forward to all of this again. It's always excellent music. Jerome Rowland, everybody, he's the Sundance Film Festival Senior Manager of Film Music. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, thank you guys for having me. We'll see you next week.
Okay, we will see you next week. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW. We're going to go to a couple underwriters when we come back. Boy, Jordan Matthew Young and Corey with one last song. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Thank you for joining us on the Morning Mix today, and thank you to our sponsors, which are Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to the Morning Mix. Everybody get outside, have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Taking us out into NPR National News will be Jordan Matthew Young and Corey with a final song. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this morning.
Sip of your shine, give me a sip of your shine. I'll try yours and you try mine. Everywhere we go, it's alright. Love me, a brown head girl. Love me, a brown head girl. Prettiest thing in the whole damn world. Everywhere we go, it's alright. Everywhere we go, it's alright. I love picking in a three-piece band. Made my way all across this land. Made my living off a one-night stand. Don't seem work with a friend close by. Everywhere we go, it's alright.